Editor's note. With the demolition of Firehall No. 1 this week, we thought we'd share an edited version of this story, originally published on September 14, 2017, and a link to a video produced by the City of Prince George that showed the condition of the hall's interior. Prince George residents voted in a referendum on October 28, 2017, to approve spending the money to build the new fire hall and the new downtown swimming pool. It might be the end of an era. For the last 60 years, with boots pulled on, firefighters have grabbed their helmets as they flew down a 20-foot pole in a surge of flurry at Firehall No. 1 in Prince George. "We are definitely in need of modern municipal fire department," says Fire Chief John Iverson. "All modern fire halls must meet standards and fire poles are no longer a requirement. This one will be the last in Prince George." But according to Iverson, there are many pieces involved in determining the need for a new fire hall in the city, age being one of them. Located next to City Hall at 7th Avenue and Dominion Street, the city's main fire hall is more than 60 years old. City Council reacted after receiving a fire underwriters survey report which indicated that Fire Hall No. 1 is no longer able to meet current standards as a fire and rescue facility, emergency operations center and fire operations communication center. Dispatchers are stuffed in a single room as they handle calls from 79 rescue agencies from Vailmont to Kitimat. The storage shop and repair shop are on top of one another with boxes and equipment packed on already full shelves. And the largest fire truck in the city, since 1998, cannot fit into the crowded building. "There is a lack of space. We need a change," Iverson said. "We have maximized the use of this building. And with current fire protection rules, trucks are getting taller. Fire designs have changed so much and this building is cinder block. You just don't see this anymore," Iverson said. A new fire hall is estimated to cost $15 million and the proposed new location would be located at the south corner of Massey Drive and Kearney Street. According to Iverson, being more central will expand the 8-minute response zone by 50%. The new location also has accessible driveways and disaster standards could finally be met. "These things weren't considered when this was built," Iverson said. City spokesperson Mike Kellett says that during the Caribou wildfires evacuation, the city's operation center at the fire hall was cramped during meetings and the lack of space only worsened as time went on. About 10,676 evacuees were registered, making Prince George their temporary home for more than a month. Iverson says that operations such as this must be planned in the hall and must be operated at the location. "We really felt it when handling the evacuation. It was so crowded and not practical at all," Iverson said. "I will not miss this building. It is the end of its useful life."